Well, I have a message for you this morning. Man looks on the outside, and God looks on our hearts. So we all look at each other's faces, and we look at what each other do, and God looks on our hearts. He knows what's going on really deep down inside of us. So this bit of the Bible is when Samuel came to anoint a new king. And he was trying to decide who was the one who God had chosen to be king. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Now people around me might decide what kind of person I am based on what I look like. And if I look a bit, maybe I look a bit funny like these guys with the tights on their head, okay, they might make a decision about what kind of person I am. Or maybe on what kind of clothes I wear. So people might look at me and think about what kind of clothes I wear and make a decision about what kind of person I am based on what I'm wearing. Some people in our world put a lot of value on that. This is always changing. Do you know, when I was little, when I was a teenager, fashion was round glasses. And Dominic doesn't believe me, but it was actually fashionable to have round glasses and also kind of platform shoes I used to wear. Anyone here remember what was in fashion when you were young? And are these the things you'd be wearing now? No. And that's because fashion changes. So where you might have been thought as being one kind of person then, if you wore those same things now, you'd be judged as being a different kind of person, but you're just you. So what you wear actually doesn't make any difference. So fashion changes depending on where we live in the world, and it changes depending on what time we live in the world. So it's not really a way to show what's happening in our hearts, but God sees what's going on inside of our hearts. He doesn't look at what we wear. He doesn't look at what kind of hairstyle we have. Well, he might look at it, but he doesn't judge us by it. He doesn't make a decision about what kind of person we are based on that. He looks at what's going on in our hearts. People also around me, I'm only going to talk for a couple of more minutes. People also around me might make a decision about what kind of person I am based on what I do. This is called judging, all right? So there is room for a lot of misjudgment if you make a decision about someone based on what they do. I've got an example here, and I have permission from the people involved to give this example. So one day Poppy was on the computer. She was very frustrated because the computer wasn't working, and she got very upset. Is that right? Yeah. Now Seb came up to Poppy, and Poppy screamed at Seb really, really loudly because she thought Seb was going to make it worse. And she, it's the quietest scream I've ever heard. She thought he was going to interfere and make it worse. But actually, he was coming to help her. And when Poppy had calmed down, she realised that he'd come to help her and let him help her. And so that was where somebody makes a judgment about what someone's going to do based on their behaviour. But we don't always get it right. When I was at school, I used to work really, really hard. And the people around me didn't like it. And now you've got to get your brains around this one. They partly didn't like it because they thought that I thought that I was better than them. Did you get that? But that wasn't true. And one person in my school came and got to know me, and they realised that I didn't think I was better than everybody else. So can you think of a time when your behaviour was misjudged? And it's a hard thing, isn't it? But do you know that God never misjudges our behaviour? He always understands the intentions of our hearts. It can work round the other way too. It can look like you're doing a good thing, but your heart's a bit stinky. One time, my mum asked me to help her out with a job, and this is quite recent. But she was doing the job at a time I didn't want to do it. And so I very grumpily helped her. And I didn't put much effort in. And I had to say sorry to my mum about that later on, because my heart was a bit stinky. Even though I was kind of, it looked like I was doing something okay, it actually wasn't. God always knows what's in our heart. He always knows our hearts, even when we don't know it. Sometimes we can trick ourselves into thinking something, but God always knows. He always sees us when we're misunderstood, and he always sees when our hearts are a bit stinky. And here's the last bit. Are you ready? He cares when we make bad choices. He cares, not because he wants to tell us off or catch us out. He cares because he knows that stinky hearts aren't easy to live with. And they can cause all sorts of other problems for us and for the people around us. And that's not what he made us to live like. He wants us to live in peace and joy and full of the fullness of all of the wonderful things that he is. And he knows that if we listen to him and what he says about us, not necessarily what other people say about us, then we can work with him to clean up our hearts. And then we can get free from the stinky stuff, which is amazing. And then we get to benefit from all the things he has for us. So when man looks on the outside of us, God looks on our hearts. And he sees everything. Okay, Poppy, do you want to tell us about this picture? This is God's tree. Can you tell us about it?
It has an owl that lives in it.
An owl.
That lives inside it. Right there.
Okay. Is there anything, has God said to you about this tree?
It's not an owl, it's a tigger.
Okay. And has God said to you anything about this tree?
It's very good for climbing.
Brilliant. Thank you. Lovely.